Well, he's our wild thing, and he'll be calling the game tonight. Along with, whoops, hang on, Richard, what are you doing here? You've got things crashing around all over the place. Brett Camorley, Joel Kane, and, of course, my next guest, Mark Spud Carroll. You can hear all the action here from 7 o'clock tonight, the Roosters-Parramatta game. Morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Richard. How are you, bud?
Oh, good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, it's been a busy week down here in Sydney, but I'm looking forward to the footy. It sort of takes a bit of the pressure away in life, but I can't wait for some of these games this weekend.
Yeah, there have been a lot of talking points this week. The fact that rugby have coached Joseph, and I've heard about 10 different pronunciations of his surname, Swalihi. How do you pronounce Joseph's surname? Just out of interest.
Just Joseph's enough.
Yeah,
for me,
Joseph.
Mate.
Yeah, what do you think of the stash? I mean, Trent Robinson's had a bit to say. Phil Gould's had a bit to say. You know, he's only very young. You can't blame him, can you, for accepting probably a... Well, it is a massive deal.
Mate, someone offers you $1.6 million. What are you going to do? Like, you've got to go, right? The thing is, he's such a phenomenal talent. The amount of players we've had from here go there, he is going to be the best. He is a sensation. In rugby union, they can't tackle. He is a freak. But, you know, the way Gus is carrying on, like, just say you've got a player who is under contract this year, but he knows he's going to another team next year. Do you just say, mate, you leave now? You can't do that.
No.
You can't do that. And that's same with New South Wales. If he is the best player going around, he should get selected. It's his decision to go and play another sport. He'll come back anyway. 2 years, he'll be a freak, come back, and he'll be more mature and he'll be even better.
Okay, and another hot topic. Look, you probably heard a bit more about this. The rumours that Mitchell Pearce might be coming back to save the Tigers. I mean, he's 33. He's playing over in the French Super League for Catalan's Dragons, and reportedly he's been offered an absolute fortune to come back and play in the NRL. Have you obviously heard the story?
Yeah, I've heard the story. It's in the papers. And you know, the thing about the West Tigers, you know, they've got the new coaching and they've got the attacking ability out wide, but they've got no attack. Defensively, they're horrible. They keep picking on the halfback, which is fair enough. He's on $1 million. Yeah, aim up like $1 million. And if they're chasing Junior Pearce to come in, good luck to him. The age of 33, don't worry about age these days. The amount of scientific information these guys get, most players, like myself and the Chief, we finished at the age of maybe 31, 32, but now they've got bloody ice bars, and mate, they'll play to 40, some of these players,
yeah,
because they don't get hit.
All right. You reckon he'd be worth bringing back at 33?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Why not? They need some direction there. He's a tough player, and they certainly need change, but I'll tell you what, they must have some money to keep burning, getting rid of players and bringing all the players in.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say. Chris Menz, he was only sworn in a couple of days ago, but boom, straight out of the gates, Peter Volandis and a number of clubs asking for a whole lot of money to revamp their stadiums. You think they might have jumped the gun a bit and not a high priority?
Some of the clubs do need an upgrade probably in their the field of sport where they've got all their supporters. But, the main thing I've been going on about is regards to the NRL. They keep asking for money. Well, how about giving some money to, as I've been asking, for players who need help regards, CTE and PET scans. I'm not asking too much. It's the cover bill of $900. Any player who's got any concerns. Obviously been vocal about it, but they're now chasing money. Mate, they've got plenty. Give us some out.
Yeah, good point. Okay, tonight you'll be calling the game along with Joel Kane and Brett Camorley. The Roosters take on Parramatta. All the action here from 7 o'clock. Obviously, Parramatta full of confidence after pipping Penrith in Golden Point last week. Chooks had a bye. I think Victor Radley's playing his 100th game. Sam Walker his 50th game. This will be a ripper tonight, Mark.
Yeah, certainly will, Richard. I think Parramatta, yes, they played really good last week. But I think, Junior Paolo, he's a massive out for them. He got suspended for 2 weeks. I think the Roosters at home, Allianz Stadium, what an unbelievable stadium it is. And I think we'll see the best of the Roosters. So I'll go the Roosters.
He's going the Roosters. All right, the Raiders, who were they were humbled by the mighty Newcastle Knights last week. They're without Jack Whiten suspended. And the Panthers, Tyrone Peachy hasn't played for the club for years. And co-captain Isaiah Yeo notching up his 200th game. That's a real milestone. This will be an interesting one tomorrow, early game.
I think, as you said, Isaiah Yeo making 200 big game appearances. He'll play fantastic. But I just think we haven't seen the best of Penrith. I've always said that I think the loss of Coruscant and the other big unit with the blonde hair on the, what's his name again? He's now got the Bulldogs. They're missing him.
Kick out.
They'll get better. But the day it could be this weekend. There could be a scoreline. But I'll go to the Panthers.
Late game tomorrow night. The Bunnies take on Melbourne. They'll be hoping to emulate last week's epic performance against your old team, Manly. And Melbourne returning to the winner's circle, thumping the Tigers. Interesting game again tomorrow night.
Yeah, home ground advantage. I think the Rabbitohs, they've got a couple of big enforcers coming up. But I think, regards to Melbourne Storm, they're missing some big men up front, and that's Big Nelson. You know, he's 125. They get on the back of his go forward. He's out for about, I think, another two months. So he's going to be a big miss, so we'll go to the Rabbits.
He's going the Rabbits, the home ground advantage. Okay, the early game tomorrow, it's being played, 3 o'clock kickoff over in Mudgee. They're playing for the Mal Reilly Trophy. It's the arch rivals, your old club, up against the Knights, who had both teams having coming off wins last week, where Greg Marzew, that was pretty good debut in the NRL, scoring two tries. And Dane Gagai, he had a ripper, and he'll be playing his 250th game on Saturday. I think Bradman Best will be playing his 50th. Both teams, as I said, playing for the Mal Reilly Trophy. It's one of the great rivalries in the NRL, this one, Manly and the Knights.
Yeah, certainly has brings back fond memories. Probably the 4 years out at Manly when probably the best confrontations I've had for a long time. So I know they're playing out at Mudgee, which is fantastic, helping out the people out there. It should be a packed house. And the best thing I love, it's a 3 p.m. kickoff. Remember 3 p.m. kickoffs? I used to love that. Perfect time of day. And it's for a family member. You can go and watch the footy and go home. But I just think Manly, mate, they were robbed last week. That forward pass was a game changer. Yeah. And there's no way for that. Yeah, they've come out and said, oh, yeah, sorry, it wasn't a forward pass. Well, mate, it doesn't give you 2 points, but yeah. I think Manly defensively through the middle, be hard to beat.
Come on. I'm going the Knights. Okay.
I know I'm talking to the Newcastle people, but I just can't see it.
Righto. Yeah, well, I don't think you could see us beating the Raiders last week either, Mark. Dragons and Dolphins, the middle game on Saturday. The Red V obviously desperate to turn things around after being flogged by the Sharks. And Anthony Griffith, certainly one of the coaches under the spotlight. Dolphins unlucky against the Broncos, but should be a good game on Saturday.
Yeah, I just love how there's been two little men, Hunt and the 5-8s come out, so we're playing four. Man, I wish it was a front row come up saying, look, we haven't done our job, so I'm going to go to the Dolphins. I just love the Wayne Bennett effect. They've got some great attack. When they train, you can see them on TV. Mate, they've got a smile on their face. They're enjoying training. And as Wayne Bennett said, we're going to be very competitive this year, and they are certainly showing that. So I'm going to go to the Finns.
Okay, he's going to Finn. Right. The late game on Saturday, it's, the team that's undefeated against the team that hasn't won a game this year, the Broncos taking on the Tigers. Kevin Walters, man, boy, oh boy, aren't they looking good? And Tigers coach Tim Sheens, showing signs of desperation. I think it's a completely different bench for the game on Saturday night. You'd have to go for the Broncos.
Yeah, certainly for the Broncos. I think the West Tigers, mate, I wouldn't be surprised if Benji Marshall runs out this weekend. They've changed everyone except the ball boy. But regards to the Broncos, good on them. It's good to see they're on top of the contest. But as I said, forwards dominate, Payne Haas and Carrigan leading the charge. But look at their outside backs. Reece Walsh, he's been fantastic. He's so much like Slater when he was at his best for Melbourne. The way he comes in the line, he skirts across the back line, and I think Broncos by plenty.
Okay, the 4 o'clock game on Sunday, Sharks take on the Warriors, both sides coming off impressive wins, and boy, what a difference Nicho Hynes made to Cronulla, hey, Mark?
Yeah, well, he's a great player. I said he's a massive piece of their jigsaw, and he certainly showed that. But then again, the Warriors, you've got to give them credit. They've been playing so much better under the Australian coach over there. And, you know, they've got a lot of purpose and playing, but I think the Sharks, we'll go the Sharks.
He's going the Sharks. Okay, the final game, round five of the NRL on Sunday. The Bulldogs take on the Cowboys. The Cows coming off a win. I think it's Mitch Dunn playing his first game of the season. And veteran Josh Reynolds playing his first game for Canterbury in, I think, it's about 6 years, I think. Interesting game on Sunday.
Yeah, well done, Josh, coming back playing for the Bulldogs. But I think... No, I've got to go to the Cowboys. They are a fantastic side. They haven't hit their, haven't put the foot down yet, but I think this is the weekend for it.
All right, and look, just back to all the head knocks, and obviously it's something that's obviously on your mind, literally and metaphorically. Have you heard anything about this this equipment that that Kalyn Ponga is obviously they're utilising over in Canada? Do you know anything about this?
No, I haven't heard a word. I knew he went over there. But I'm just thinking, what's a machine going to do to your head? If there's damage in there, how can they fix it? It's a brain. It's only it's got movement. And I hope he comes back, you know, feeling a lot better. But I've still got this stance. I think footy's just a footy game, man. Life's more important. So,
Well, look, one of the good things about the game last week in Newcastle, we had three grades. We had Jersey Flag, we had the New South Wales Cup and the first grade, but I was there for most of reserve grade, but Phil Gardner, who's the CEO of the Knights, actually talking before the game, said we'll definitely see him back playing and maybe even next weekend. But you're just quickly, you're definitely of the opinion he shouldn't play.
No. 100%. They said 6 days or 11 days because the computer said that number. Now, I've seen too many hits on his head. He got palmed off one time and got a concussion. So, me personally, I don't want him to be going through what I've been going through the last few years. But as I said, I'm not here to whinge about it. Will I play again tomorrow? Bloody hell if I would, right? I love the game of rugby league, but I'm loving what they're doing for the teams. And the players, they're actually finally looking after them, which they haven't done years before.
All right, good to talk to you as always, mate. Good calling tonight. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, enjoy your weekend. See ya.
Mark Carroll.